Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Poll question, do you think the national media has given the 2024 Eagles enough credit for potentially being one of the best NFL teams of all time? Yes or no? How do you size it up? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines. And on the Phillies as well, who yesterday I thought got one of the better wins they've gotten in a while. I mean, first off, they haven't gotten many wins in a while. And like, Ben, that one 2 days ago felt a little cheapy.
A little cheapy.
But yesterday was like a straight up, you know, good, well-pitched game, a lot of hits, you got some slug, you got some homers, you got some doubles, you got some hits with runners in scoring position, bullpen didn't melt down, you know, like quality win, yes, against a good team, and you won the series, which was good. All right, let's get to the calls, a lot going on here. It was also great seeing so many of our listeners yesterday at the game. Anthony in New Jersey was one of them. Anthony, a pleasure to meet you yesterday.
Hey, Joe. I want to tell you, Joe, nice, a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
If I wasn't such a good dad, that was one of my best moments in my life, man, other than my child being born, Joe.
Well, that's pleasure very kind. Is it meeting us or stumping me? Because I was really embarrassed to miss that answer on DeSean Jackson.
As you should have been.
Yeah.
Hey, Hammer, man, you embarrassed, but you my guy, so I'm not going to hold that against you, man.
Thank you, sir. You're my guy, Anthony, and you're the force that drives the engine of me working out. And let me tell you something, Anthony. I ran yesterday after the game.
Did you really?
I am starting to pick it up.
Look at you.
A little bit more increased speed. A lot more increased speed, actually. Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Hey, man, it was definitely a good pleasure. Me and John, Richie too, man. Hey, John.
Yes.
You looked good yesterday, man. You looked really good.
Thanks, Anthony.
Really
you
Joe.
Look really good, too, man.
Anthony, I'll trade my body for
summer
your body.
Day.
No, some people look better than others. Like Anthony, for sure, would beat Fritz. I'm just trying to, you know, find my way. I'll say.
Hey Joe. For you, man, I'll pin Fritz to the ground, man. Put his shoulders on the mat.
Hey,
1, 2, 3, Joe.
That would be awesome. Can you Tonya Harding him for me? Can you Kerrigan him?
Someone made that joke yesterday. They were like, "Is Fritz going to be here? I can Tonya Harding him." Like, yeah. Someone like, here, why?
Jeff Galooly, you know. Kneecap. All right, Anthony, give me an answer, bud. You can win another prize on our show, which is $100 Wild Fork gift card. Ultimate fictional tough guy or tough gal is who?
Hey, I'm going to go with a tough gal because I don't think too many a lady even said. I'm going to go with Beatrix Kiddo.
You got it,
man. Answer.
All right, Anthony. Good seeing you, man. Stay well. Thanks again for calling and listening.
Good seeing you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, from Kill Bill.
Yep, I remember that.
Do you like Kill Bill?
I did, until the very end. That was the one I thought got
you
a little
felt
weird.
It got unreasonable.
Last 20 minutes was just ridiculous.
It was, but that was part of the joy.
That was the point.
Nah, not for me.
Yeah.
I don't like when a good movie gets spoiled at the end. And I thought that got kind of rotten.
You're just very like, it has to be real.
Yeah.
I know. But yet you love Star Wars.
Yeah, well, Star Wars is real. It happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Good
I mean, George Lucas tells
that's
at the
my
very
bad.
Beginning
no, that's my bad.
That
You're
this
right.
happened.
Good call.
I'll tell you what else happened. Rob Thompson yesterday gave us, I don't know if you'd call this an update on Bryce, but I'd say some information on Bryce Harper. Interesting stuff. Listen to Topper yesterday.
Pricing ground balls Friday, is that a sign that he's responding well to the treatment?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's feeling better. You will not swing yet. But,
okay.
Yeah.
And effects in most on swings.
Yes.
If the ball goes well Friday with the ground balls, what's the next step after that?
Swinging, but he's got to be pain-free.
Yeah, I don't love it. I mean, I appreciate the information, but so, Ben, for a baseball player, and by the way, a bat's not like a toothpick. I mean, it has some weight to it. So for a baseball, and you got to whip that thing around. This isn't slow pitch softball now. These guys throw 95 plus. So for a baseball player with a wrist situation, I got to imagine that really compromises the player. I mean, how complicated is this?
It affects everything you do. And obviously swinging the bat, you know, and if you have any injury to your wrist, your hand, your forearm, that's what you hit with. You know, everyone thinks, well, you swing the bat with your arms. You swing the bat with your hands and your forearms. That's what you swing the bat with, in your wrist. And if you have something that compromises that, yeah, it's going to greatly affect your hitting abilities. And moving forward, this is something that can be a nagging injury, much like a back, like a chronic back injury, much like an oblique injury, an intercostal. Those things affect you in more ways than you can imagine.
Yeah, I think one of the concerns for me with this is I wish there was just like an injury moment where it's like, okay, he got hurt on this day on May 23rd, you fix it.
Right.
You know, whether it's non-surgical or surgical, you fix it, you get him back on this date, and then you just go forward with the rest of the season and the contract. The lingering types.
That's it, the lingering types.
Chase's knee was another example of this.
This is chronic versus acute. You know, this is a chronic problem, which is so tricky because, you know, it could be here forever. It could be here indefinitely.
But he's the thing that I don't like is that it happened last year, and he said it didn't feel right till December. And then you also have Aaron Nola, who doesn't even know how he hurt his side muscle. Doesn't remember an actual like he just woke up and all of a sudden it hurt. Like I pulled an oblique.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once, and I remember the exact time it happened. I felt it right away, and I couldn't move. He woke up, and he's just, oh, my, I have this thing. And now he's not even going to pick a ball up for another 2 weeks.
Wow. Jeez. Well, look, that's the negative on the Phils, obviously, and some recent struggles, to say the least. But two wins in a row, which is good, and a well-played game yesterday, which was really good. One more, Ben, and then right back to the phones. By the way, time's yours available as well. Anything on our show you want to react to? If you agree with the premise, and we're going to get to the Saquon audio in a moment. Saquon's maybe the first to lay it out that the Eagles didn't get enough acclaim. You can certainly weigh in on Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. React to anything, everything discussed on our show, what you're feeling. And if you're frustrated that the Eagles didn't get enough love, because I think they didn't get enough love nationally, 215-238-4500. And why do you think it was? Ben, one more on the Phils, then we'll get back to the phones. I've been saying this for about a year, year and a half now. James finally flipped to this one yesterday. Schwarber to left field. At times, you don't have to play him every day, but the concept obviously is you improve your offense by putting him out there. You make your defense worse, there's no doubt. But you get to use someone else as a DH, particularly when Bryce is out, like particularly when he's out.
So it'd be like trading for someone who could...
You could trade for all sorts of different positions. Like it gives you a lot of variation. You could trade for a DH. You could trade for a guy who's a horrible defender, but a DH. And maybe you say, okay, Schwarber's my left fielder. You down with that as a way to try to help fix a lame outfield?
It depends on who that guy is. I mean, right now it's currently nobody on the Phillies that could be the DH.
Because you don't have like Ricky Jordan off the bench. It would have been a good bench guy to say, let's insert him. Right. Or Greg Dobbs.
Right.
Or you know, pick your guy.
Do not throw Ricky Jordan a high fastball. That dude could tomahawk anything. He was unbelievable.
Right? Dude, I loved Ricky Jordan. I thought he was going to be a superstar. I was all in on Ricky Jordan as a kid.
I'm with you.
And he's a great guy.
Great guy.
I was told to run the football just like Ricky Jordan.
Like Ricky Jordan?
What? Yeah.
What does that mean?
In 1986.
What does that mean?
I was told run the ball just like Ricky Jordan.
The same Ricky Jordan?
No, not the same.
Okay.
This is in the text. Ricky Jordan was the tailback for the midget Cumberland Valley Eagles football team. Uh-oh. I was the tailback for the pony Cumberland Valley Eagles football team. So we were the younger team.
Gotcha.
He was the older tailback, and everyone was like, Ricky Jordan's the best. If you want to be the best, run it like him because he has great forward lean.
Well, okay. I fair enough.
They have to get somebody legit.
Here's another
legit
name.
Hitter.
Stairs.
Yeah.
When they got Stairs, there was no DH back then, but imagine if there was a DH and you could play Schwarber in left field and then Stairs is your DH.
Be perfect.
That's the kind of move I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in with that.
So you're in the Schwarber to left if they get the right player.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got to be the right player.
No, I get it. Because, the outfield's been.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Heal the offense.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
However, you must.
Yeah. I mean, that's, look, it's the furthest they got a couple years ago with Schwarber in left field, Game 6 of the World Series. All right, 215-592-9494. The Saquon audio that kicked off this whole conversation. We're going to get to that in one moment. Chris in Ben Salem right now. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Ben, congratulations, man. I just want to start there. I mean, I'm a baseball lifer, coach my son, and funny enough, play men's league baseball with my father, who's 70 years old. So, the experience you guys are getting to share together is such a special one, and I'm excited for you guys, and I really hope you guys get to enjoy it together.
Chris, thank you very much. That means a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, brother. To the Phillies point, I was just saying to Jimmy, if they're going in, you got to get two pieces, right? You got to get the arm in the bullpen, and you got to get the position player. And to your point where you're talking about moving Schwarber, it's got to be impact guys, in my opinion, that, not these tier down guys. So it's got to be a Mason Miller and a Ellie De La Cruz, right?
I don't agree that it has to be someone so spectacular. I mean, I'd like to see someone better than not, but, sometimes you can get a above average player that can help settle things in.
Okay, all right. So what I'll push back on here is that if you're going in on these guys, it's going to cost you these prospects.
Sure.
Not all of them. I mean, they're not going to give up Painter, obviously, and they don't want to give up Miller. But it might cost you Miller if you're trying to get somebody like Ellie. I'm not saying they're going to get Ellie, but I'm just using the example. If you don't hit on those guys that you bring back, you've got these guys now, and I love them. They're still good to great players, but, JT, Bryce, Turner, the window of a player's prime is 26 to 32 years old, and they're all on the backside of that. So if you don't hit here, the organization's in a really, really bad spot if you're giving away these prospects.
Well, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't call it really, really bad because I think there's going to be enough pitching here for a while. I mean, I know you don't have Lizardo signed for 6 years. But
Nola, who knows with the future of Nola? Wheeler's 34 or 35. I mean, Wheeler's so great, but he is in his getting towards late 30s. You know what I mean? Lizardo's a free agent after next year.
Look,
Rangers a free agent at the end of this year.
It is a conundrum, and it's one that Middleton is the one guy in the organization that has all the institutional knowledge of how it got bad after 2011. They had made trades. I'll always support the trades Ruben made. I know they didn't win a second title, but as a fan who was dying to see my team seize the moment, I appreciate it that he went and got Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee and Hunter Pence and Roy Oswalt. I was all in on that, and I'm never going to turn my back on that, but there was an effect. And the reality is I'm sure the organization is trying to figure out how to thread the needle of season the moment now, but not, blowing the 2029 Phillies. Because the Phillies stunk for 10 years. They did. Now, listen, they also had four major injuries that totally changed the equation. I mean, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Roy Halladay, and Cliff Lee all falling apart was unforeseeable. I mean, they had four of the top 15 players in baseball, and, they all just completely collapsed. I mean, Chase still...
Right, but, I mean, we're we're seeing a downtick in their production. You know,
we are.
Listen, than Schwarber,
Bryson Nola. There's no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, Bryson Nola. I mean, Nola. I want him to come back, but it's freaking me out that he's 91.
I know.
Right? Like,
I know.
Because he's always been a guy that, like, as soon as he loses that tick on his fastball, he's in trouble.
Well, I'm kind of hoping there's an injury in there that can get fixed, you know, if you know what I mean. All right, Chris, give me an answer. Ultimate fictional, and his great Phillies call. Fictional tough guy or tough gal, who do you got?
I'm going Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Mm.
Interesting. Not the best answer from Game of Thrones. But a good one.
I mean, yeah, pretty tough. I mean, he takes on that whole, he's standing out there by himself waiting for the army charging him.
He doesn't even feel like he needs to tell anyone.
Yeah.
Right? No, I know.
As tough as tough is.
And then the mountain would tell people, like, I mean, he didn't speak for like a whole season or two, but I'm saying he was tougher.
He was bigger.
The mountain was tough.
The mountain was tough. That's a character. The mountain's a character.
I met him down here. He took batting practice one
day.
Yeah,
he was down here. You're right. Yeah.
I thought my
was
lot
your
was
son
big.
Taller than he is?
No.
Was your this son guy. Larger than the mountain?
No, this guy was the largest human being I've ever been around.
Did the baseball bat had to look
Jordan
so small, right?
He was swinging. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. He was swinging. Wow. He was swinging Ryan Howard's bat. The thing literally, you know, he said, "Oh, it looked like a toothpick." It literally looked like a toothpick. He couldn't swing because his chest was so big. He was trying. It was like he couldn't swing around his chest. It was hilarious.
That's great.
This dude was huge.
That is awesome. All right, so Saquon was awesome in 2024, and he said something a few weeks back that caught our attention. Let's play it again. I agree with him. Saquon on the Eagles not getting proper acclaim, you know, on the national, because we've given it to them here. I mean, of course we have. We're Eagles fans. But nationally, I think they've been shortchanged in the discussion of best, you know, this century best, you know, all time. They didn't get the love that they should have gotten, the acclaim. Here's something Saquon said a few weeks ago.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was belt to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant we were on offense and special team. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
That was on the podcast with Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. Rhea, what do you think is the number one reason why the Eagles didn't get that type of designation?
I think there's a lot of people around the league who, I mean, you saw it with the tush push, with the vote. I think the tush push has people going, they're not legitimate.
That's interesting.
You know, I think you saw it in the way people spoke about it. They were, usually you don't get teams, you know, team GMs and coaches coming out and saying the stuff they were saying. It's not a legitimate play. It's not football. Mm. There's no skill to it. I think you saw the jealousy of the rest of the teams around the league, and I think that has a tremendous amount to do.
That's a fascinating concept.
They think they're not legitimate.
Yeah, that. Listen, I think I would add that to the ledger. I agree.
Oh, do I make your list of theories now?
Well, you do. I mean, I actually happen to think the tush push is phony baloney. But
the crazy thing is, there's two things on that list that you are guilty of.
I am guilty. I am. Hey.
But I like that you could argue both sides.
Well, you know what? I keep it real. I tell you my opinion, but also my perception of how other people think. What was a soothsayer back in the day? What were they?
Not that.
No, they couldn't tell what other people... Well, they were wise people, right? I like to think I'm a wise, you know, wise for society.
Talking out of both sides of your mouth is not a soothsayer. Wise.
No, that's a horse's ass.
They're able to say things that are nondescript, and they kind of trick people, don't they?
I don't know. I just remember that from, like, fifth grade, and you know, you learn about other cultures.
You just threw it out there. Why not?
Why not?
No idea what you were talking about.
I'm going to put that on my Twitter bio.
Yeah, I just say stuff and see if it works.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.